Welcome, Morning Star Travelers, to a new episode of Going Where No Man Has Gone Before. As we begin our venture into 2017, seeking to get some insight as to what the Lord may be bringing about in our lives as well as our nation and the planet. So I don't have any vast knowledge into any of that other than what I'm going to develop right now. The Lord may give us something new while we're talking. But 2017 is just a continuation of what was going on in 2016, whereby the Lord revealed that there was many illegal treaties, transactions, agreements, and all kinds of unconstitutional things and decrees that had been made over the last 8 years in our nation and globally. There were all kinds of illegal things that had been done actually last month. Decrees that were illegal, transactions that occurred that God has already promised to reverse. So, listen to the 2016 word to catch up. Read the January 2017 newsletter and review what all this is about, because it's about a reversal of illegal transactions that God has promised to restore all the enemy has stolen. He's given us scriptures in Isaiah 28:18, which says, "And your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreements with hell shall not stand. And when the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then you shall be trodden down by it." The enemy's MO is always fraud, coming in the back door while offering something which sounds good. And, because man is always looking to get something for nothing, which creates his own downfall. So, agreements that are made by fraud will be disannulled in 2017. Colossians 2:14 says, "Having canceled the written codes with their regulations that were against us and that stood in opposition to us, he took them away and he nailed them to the cross." So if you don't understand what happened at the cross, Jesus nailed all fraudulent, illegal transactions to the cross, made them null and void. They vanished away. The law was fraud and illegal, and it vanished away. So, look forward to getting our nation back, because all kinds of things that were done that were unconstitutional are going to be reversed. God's promised. Because, as long as the church agrees, 2,000 years ago, all illegal transactions were nailed to the cross. It only takes two of us to agree to that, to enforce it, for it to happen. So that's already happened. So the next thing to be revealed in this year, the Lord said it's the year of revealing of hidden mysteries. Word of the Lord to a steward of the mystery me is that my mysteries are revealed to those who are sitting at my feet, like Mary, lingering in my presence. He's not revealing these mysteries to crowds. In Matthew 13:9, he says, "Who has ears to hear, let him hear." And in Matthew 13:11, it says that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, "I will open my mouth in parables, but I will utter things which have been kept secrets from the foundation of the world. The secrets of the kingdom are not coming to carnal minds," or what I call letter of the law thinking. The Lord says, my servants have my mind. So read the whole chapter of Matthew 13. In 2017, this is the year of putting on Christ, radical personal transformation. Putting on Christ is changing you from the inside out to reflect more of Jesus. And the Lord says that this requires a clean heart. Proverbs 29:23. Man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. So the foundation for cleansing your heart is repent from using your carnal mind. Psalms 51:10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And James 4:10, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. So, I'm here to tell you, putting on Christ is an after-death experience, meaning this transformation occurs once you have died. Okay? Once you're dead, I should say. Like Paul, who was stoned to death and he got up and then he walked away. This is not a pleasant experience. It is a suffering in some form that rids you of yourself. Rids you of you. All right? And it is, well, in some form, it is brought about to show you how weak you are, so that when you become weak, then he can make you strong. Then you get resurrected and brought back to life. Only now, you are living by his strength. And you have disappeared. So that is putting on Christ. You must be in pursuit of this transformation, meaning you have prepared yourself to evolve and move on in the fullness of the stature of Jesus Christ. Meaning you're operating in his mind and you're taking authority over your carnal mind. The mind control that is going on around us 24/7. So, the word on mind control is on the Words for Wisdom page. Mind control is the overall issue, since all illegal transactions that people and nations agree to is due to them being in mind control. They think they can't be fooled, thereby they have set themselves up to be fooled and defrauded by their carnal mind. So read that word. And then the word on a personal level, a very simple word, which is in the newsletter, but I'll put it in the text for this message, is hit the ground running in place for 2017, but be ready to change your course instantly. Whatever direction you are planning to take, be ready to alter your course and go another way fast. Fast. Just be flexible. Be ready to change direction at a moment's notice. In other words, switch to plan B or even C. Have more than one plan ready. Do not set anything in stone. So, you have been forewarned. So, to sum up, 2017 is reversal of all kinds of things that went on 2016 and before. And 2017 is God revealing things that are hidden to those who are sitting at his feet. and transforming many to put on Christ. And then it is the beginning of us having more understanding or making some decisions about the distinction between what is mind control and what is free will. Or you could say, what is carnal minded and what is mind of Christ minded? Okay, so I'll be posting a new message soon on that. But meanwhile, you should read the message called Letter of the Law Thinking, because this new message will be a continuation of that. You have to learn to take authority over mind control, because it's going on 24/7. You have to find the distinction between it, friend. And it is going to escalate. It already has escalated in this year. So take to heart the messages on mind control and versus mind of Christ. And then I'll be coming out with a new message about free will versus mind control. I'll put the text to this message along with the video and all these links. And so if you need prayer, call the prayer line. And have a blessed 2017. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.